We have Gia Shetty. She is an eighth grader at Columbia, and you are competing in the National Spelling Bee. Gia, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And how old are you, Gia?
I am 14.
So have you competed in spelling bees before as a student?
Yes. So I have been competing since fourth grade, and I won my school spelling bee in fourth grade, and I also won it all throughout middle school. And once you win your school spelling bee, you go on to regionals. So in fourth grade, I was in the top 10 in regionals, and then in sixth grade, I got second after like 4 hours of spelling. And in seventh grade, I won the regional spelling bee, and then in eighth grade, I won it again.
Wow, that's great. So it's time. So what are you most excited about competing in the National Spelling Bee?
Well, there's like so much to be excited about because I wasn't able to do it last year due to the pandemic, and they had to cancel nationals even though I qualified. So this will be my first year competing. So that's like super special given that I've been competing for so long. And also it's just fun to like meet other spellers who have like similar interests. And like we even have a little Snapchat group chat going around with a few other kids who are also competing in nationals, and that's like really fun to connect with other people.
You know, I've noticed that watching it on television throughout the years, that the kids seem to really, they seem to get along with each other really well, and they root each other on. So that, you're right, that is really cool. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what word did you spell correctly to get to the National Spelling Bee this year?
My word was Joskin.
How do you spell that?
Joskin.
And do you know what that means?
Yeah, so that is someone who is like kind of like a fool.
Okay.
So it's kind of a weird, it's like a country bumpkin, which it's a weird win to, like, it's a weird word to win on, but it's fun.
So when it came up, did you know how to spell it, or was it just did you just pull it out? You know, tell me about that.
Yeah, it was pretty impromptu because I did not know how to spell the word whenever I got it. So I just had to like figure it out. And like this word, I'm pretty sure was like from, it's a slang word, and it's from English, so I knew it would be pretty straightforward, and it wouldn't have, like, any crazy letters or, like, silent letters in it.
Well, that's nice, then. Whew! So how much preparing did you do going into the regionals?
Well, I studied a lot more this year than I had in the past. Because usually I would just study a bunch the week of the competition or the week before. But this year I really wanted to win and make it to nationals. So I studied probably like for the actual regional preparation, it probably was like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. But I'd been like preparing here and there just for random words that I might come across and stuff like that.
So, you're still in school, right? And
yes.
That goes until beginning of June? Is it the 3rd that
yeah.
you guys? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got a week before nationals. So are you just going to study your brains out from then or from now until then?
Yeah. So school does take up a lot of time. So I just have to try to squeeze in like spelling between like classes sometimes or afterwards, but it is hard whenever you have like a lot of extracurriculars as well. So it's kind of like trying to get as many words in as possible between now and when I have to compete.
What do you do extracurricular wise?
I do a lot of clubs and competitions through the school, such as like Science Olympiad, Math Club, and I also am in our district honors choir, but not honors choir, sorry, honors orchestra. And like apart from that, I've also been doing like martial arts since I was like 5 or 6. So I'm a second degree black belt, and I have to like go to taekwondo classes like every week and a few times a week. And I also like compete in competitions, and I have like a state championship in taekwondo and a district championship. So I'm really invested in that.
Wow. Okay, well, good for you. Geez, you are a busy young lady. So, what's your favorite subject in school?
I really like what I'm learning in school because I have really amazing teachers, so it's hard to pick, but it would help me English for sure.
Do you like to read?
Yes, I love reading and I also love writing because I've read so many good books and I just kind of want to create a story that like people will love as much as I love reading books myself.
So do you kind of have a general idea of if you were to write a story, what it would be about?
Yeah, I think I would want to write something that would bring social awareness to a certain cause because I think a lot of people read more fiction than nonfiction. So if I was to like write something fictional, it would like have more attention brought to it and people would enjoy the story while still learning about something that they might have not known about before. And it'll like change people's perspectives as well.
Wow, that's such an amazing insight. That's wonderful. Good for you. Okay, so did I hear that you actually defeated your sister to go to nationals? Is that right?
Yeah, so my sister and I were competing for the last few rounds in the regional spelling bee, and we were just going back and forth spelling words. So
Wow.
was, yeah.
What grade is your sister in, and what's her name?
My sister's name is Anya, and she is in 5th grade.
And how is Anya's name spelled?
Aanya.
5th grade. Okay, cool. The last. Well, it must run in your blood then, in your family, that you that the if both you and your sister are good spellers. So,
Yeah, it's really a family thing at this point.
do you help her also study? Did you guys like did you help each other study for the spelling, the regionals and districts, or in school, all of that?
Yeah, so sometimes like I would just take the list and ask my sister words off of that, and she would also do that for me sometimes. Because it was kind of like hitting two birds with one stone, so I would be able to also look over the words while quizzing her. So I would be more familiar with them, and she would like benefit off of it as well.
Cool. Okay, so I'm curious, is the list from the National Spelling Bee, is it really overwhelming?
Well, for the National Spelling Bee, there isn't really much of a list. It's just you have to like know all of the words from the dictionary. And the Merriam-Webster dictionary has like about 470,000 entries, I'm pretty sure. So it is definitely overwhelming. And like apart from like actually knowing the spellings, we have to know the definitions. And also there's like a little, well, it's not really little, but we have like a dictionary of roots that we can look over. so it'll help us with spelling words. And also, like, learning the word and the definition is kind of difficult given that there are so many words out there. And also, sometimes there are, like, words with homophones. Like, for example, just take, like, the word mean, which, like, whenever you think of the word mean, you're like, oh, that's M-E-A-N. It means rude. But there's also, like, other words. Like, there's a Scottish variant that is also pronounced as mean, but it's spelled M-E-E-N, and it means, like, the moon. And then there's another mean that it is spelled, like, M-E-S-N-E, and that's, like, it means the middle. And then there's also, like, another mean that is spelled M-I-E-N, and that means, like, a person's personality or, like, expression. So it's, like, imperative that we learn, like, both the spelling and the meaning, and it's just a lot sometimes. And you can spend, like, hours just going through the dictionary and feel like you haven't even done anything.
So do you, like, carry a dictionary around at school?
Well, if you win the regional spelling bee, you get a year-long subscription to the unabridged online dictionary. So sometimes I'll just, like, go through a few words in that if I finish my assignment. So
okay.
That's how I get a few words done.
Well, that's nice. That, yeah, you're growing up in a different time than I had. We didn't have the electronic version. So that's great. Okay, so what is your school doing? Did they have, like, a big celebration for you, or has anything happened since, anything exciting around the community happened since people found out that you were going to the Nationals?
Yeah, like, my teachers all congratulated me, and my classmates did, and that was really special for me because it kind of felt like it was a community thing. And, like, everybody was so proud of me, so I was really happy.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody's
awesome.
Also been so supportive about it. And, like, they'll quiz me on words sometimes and, like, ask me a few words. And I'm just, like, learning so much in the past few months.
Well, I would imagine that your parents are also very proud of you.
Yeah. They were super excited that my sister and I were, like, the final two in the regional spelling bee. And, like, since I won, that was just, it's been really exciting.
Have they helped you do any studying?
Yeah, they've been helping a lot. Like, they'll, like, help me out with what, because the dictionary is just so vast. So they'll be, like, they'll help me figure out what I should do today or, like, tomorrow and try to, like, make it a bit easier so I'm not just randomly going through words all the time. And they'll also, like, quiz me sometimes, which really helps.
Good. That's awesome. Well, then it definitely is a whole family thing.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be kind of interesting to have to do it virtually to begin with. Have you ever been to Disney World before? Because I understand that's where the finals are.
Yeah, so I actually went to the National Taekwondo Competition, like, a couple years back, and that was actually also in the ESPN Wide World of Sports Center. So I've been there before for another competition.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So you could go back for a different competition. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Cool. I wish you the best of luck during your competition. And we generally watch it every year. We follow it. We track it to see how all the Missouri kids are doing. I think we have, like, I don't know, maybe like 8 or 9 or something going to the Nationals. And so
representation.
Exactly. Exactly. And it makes, and you sound really good on the radio when you're, like, spelling out different words. It's really cute. So, so we plan on doing that, but best of luck to you. And, yeah, we might be talking to you later on, after everything is done. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me. This was really fun.